Yeah. One of the best TV theme songs of all time, man. And you know, it changed, like, by seasons. Like, the solo got different. What a great theme. That's Barney Miller, of course. Barney Miller, which you can see on Antenna TV at 11 and 11:30 every night, right after Johnny Carson. If you're watching the Johnny Carsons, which I am, oh my God, I can't explain to you how much I am loving these Johnny Carson reruns. You know, when I my routine when I used to go home was to watch the previous night's Craig Ferguson. That was like my, I'd get home and I would look so forward to seeing my man Craig. And February 18th, by the way, Craig will be back and Join or Die on the History Channel. It's going to be the greatest show ever. But now, man, I'm telling you, watching these old Johnny Carson reruns, oh, man, so awesome. Oh, well, that's Barney Miller. Abe Vigoda passed away. And a lot of people were remembering Abe Vigoda. Most people remember him from Barney Miller and, of course, The Godfather. But he did some other things, and he had a great sense of humor. He lived to be 94. We got some more stuff. Now, I was telling you guys just now that Barney Miller's theme song is one of the greatest. But, you know, he was in the spinoff. The spinoff from Barney Miller called Fish. And this theme song rules. Here's the theme song from Fish. Now, Dan played this a couple of months ago when you gave us, Dan, when you gave us the quiz where you played obscure TV shows theme songs and we had to name them.
Right.
And this one, I totally remembered the theme song, but I could not name the show. But this theme song rules. So Barney Miller spins off to Fish and listen to this theme song. One of those theme songs that was better than the show, because that show was not good.
That sounded a little Cosby-like.
It did, didn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, it did sound a little Cosby-like. I agree. And I think that's what threw me when Dan was quizzing us, because I kept thinking Cosby. Here are some people that some celebrities talking about Abe Vigoda. Larry King says, Abe Vigoda is gone. What a life, what a career, what a warm and funny man he was. His performance in The Godfather still amazes me. Dane Cook said, I met Abe Vigoda at a urinal. He was so kind. I told him I love his work, and he said, right now? And his portrayal of Sal Tessio, rest in peace, sir. Well, you know, no remembrance of Abe Vigoda would be complete without this.
Sal, Tom, the boss says we'll come in a separate car. He says for you two to go on ahead.
Hell, he can't do that. It screws up all my arrangements.
Well, that's what he said.
I can't go either, Sal.
Tell Mike it was only business. I always liked him.
He understands that.
Excuse me, Sal. Huh?
Tom, can you get me off the hook? For old time's sake.
Can't do it, Sally.
Oh, man. Can't do it, Sally. Oh, Abe. They're going to whack Abe. Oh, Abe Vigoda. He was a relatively obscure supporting actor in the New York theater world. I worked a little bit in television, and then Francis Ford Coppola cast him in the 1972 Oscar-winning Godfather. It all took off after that. And then he became a household name with Barney Miller and Fish. He appeared in other things as well, including including a really terrific movie that nobody likes, which features, I have to say, my favorite Meg Ryan performance of all time. She plays three different characters in it, and it's a really, really terrific movie called Joe Versus the Volcano. A very strange, very wonderful movie with Tom Hanks. A movie that people hate. People hate this movie. Dan, have you seen Joe Versus the Volcano?
I have. I enjoy it.
It's a very strange, and yeah, I think a really quirky, wonderful, really whimsical kind of a movie. Esmeralda, have you seen Joe Versus the Volcano?
I have not.
Nobody likes it. I really love it. You know who's a big champion of that movie? One of his favorite movies of all time? Colin Suter. Colin, our film critic buddy here, adores it. Well, Abe Vigoda is in it. That should be another reason to like it. And he plays like a volcano god in it. I mean, it's just, and you cast Abe Vigoda in that. Here's a little bit from Joe Versus the Volcano and Abe Vigoda.
What is that? A teddy bear?
No. It is my soul.
I hope you don't lose it.
So do I. I'm Toby, Chief.
I'm Joe Banks. This is Patricia Grandamore. You speak English.
I have learned. You came to stop the anger of the Wu?
Yeah.
Tonight we will have a big feast. And then at the end of the feast, you will climb to the top of the big wall and you will jump in, okay?
Okay.
Pelika! Pelika!
It's such a weird movie. It's amazing. John Patrick Shanley wrote and directed that movie, who's an amazing writer. And to this day, I'm astounded that thing got a theatrical release as wide as it did, because it is a very weird film. And, like, at that time, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, you know, they were Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. They were making, you know, I mean, they hadn't made it yet, but, you know, they had made, like, Sleepless in Seattle at that point. Everybody remembers Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail and all that crap. But here is this really weird sort of art movie that somehow snuck out of a major studio. And so, wait, here's another clip. This is another clip from Joe Versus the Volcano with the late, great Abe Vigoda.
What are you doing?
I want him to marry us.
I'm going to jump in the volcano.
So marry me and then jump in the volcano.
What?
Could you marry us, please?
Okay.
I don't want to get married.
What is the problem? You're afraid of the commitment? You're going to have to love and honor me for about 30 seconds. You can't handle that?
All right. Marry us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want to marry her?
Yes.
You want to marry him?
Yes.
You're married.
Yes, thank you, Chief.
I'm going now.
I want to watch that movie, man. I haven't seen it in a while. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. I really love that movie. All right, Joe Versus the Volcano, Abe Vigoda. If you've not seen it, it's really wonderful and really weird. So you got to check it out. We'll take a break. We'll come back more with Abe Vigoda memories coming up. And we're going to debut a thing from Jason Skaggs, our buddy Jason Skaggs, who writes music and does great production work here at the station. He wrote the Jokey Time. He's got what's it called again? Kids Corner?
Kids Reading Time Corner.
Kids Reading Time Corner with Christopher Walken. And we'll hear that, too. All that coming up. We got a break for the news after this.
Hot water bottles cool as fish. Abe Vigoda's dead.
Yep.
Undead, undead, undead. Undead, undead, undead.
Abe Vigoda is dead. That, of course, is a takeoff of the song Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus. And that is from the website abevigoda.com. Now, for those of you who are the past, it's got to be 20 years that these guys have had this website. If you were to go to abevigoda.com, all it was a picture of Abe Vigoda, like smiling, and it says Abe Vigoda is alive. That's all it would say. Now, if you go to abevigoda.com, it says Abe Vigoda is dead, and they put, it's the same picture, but they just put X's over his eyes. And they've put that song up there.
I mean, it was always a question. Is Abe Vigoda still alive?
Well, that was, the, you know, that became like the running joke. It became like whenever anybody died, is it, I mean, this happened earlier because, you know, January's been a pretty bad month for celebrity deaths, okay? And like every time somebody died, they were like, is Abe Vigoda alive? And then somebody probably checked it today, yesterday and went, uh-oh, wait a minute. So Abe Vigoda passed away, and we're listening to some audio from Abe. We played the classic scene, you know, where they're going to whack Sal from The Godfather. We played some great stuff from Joe versus the Volcano here from his best-known role. This is from Barney Miller, the episode where in which Fish is retiring.
You believe a punk like that? What's this world coming to?
Well, just keeps changing, changing, changing.
So it's a good thing they have some of us around to keep a balance, huh?
You've done a very good job. Got a lot to be proud of.
Thanks. I better get in there and finish processing that.
No, no, come on, Woodrow, take care of it. Sit down.
There's a lot of other work.
Look, we can take a few minutes to talk, can't we? Come on.
Sure. What about?
About I don't know, about you and me, this and that. About all the things that good friends have worked together for 18 years talk about.
If I don't finish, I'm going to have to work late on Monday, Barney.
There is no work on Monday.
If I don't finish...
There is no more work. You are retiring today.
No, Bonnie. You got it all wrong. I'm not retiring so fast.
Fish, I know it's painful. Maybe it's even unfair. But you've got to face the reality. That is the reality. You've got to face it. Otherwise, you're going to wind up like a Twinkie in the cage out there. Fish, you've earned the right to do something else, to do what you want, to do what you enjoy doing.
Anyway, I walked here from Brooklyn. I had a lot of time to think things over. And you know the kind of trouble this city is in. And you know how hard it is to get good men, Barney.
Say you have to retire at 63.
Rules are made by men. And rules can be changed by men. I know the commissioner. We've known each other for 20 years. And I'm going to have a talk with him. I'm going to talk to him. And then everything is going to be all right.
This is not the last day of your life, Fish.
I'm a man with a record, Barney. You think they're going to force me out? Not me! A man with my experiences, my commendations? Not me! Not me!
Oh, Abe. Oh, Abe Vigoda, 94 years old, passed away. We got a little more to play here, but here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Nick, good morning. That is an awesome clip. I remember watching it.
Me too. Me too.
And so I two things. I did the math in my head, and Abe was a genetic freak. I mean, I did the math in my head, and in The Godfather, I'm 48, and he had to be about my age.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was 90.
Well, that's the thing. He always looked old.
Right. Exactly.
He always looked old. It was like we were talking about Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wilford Brimley was 50 when he made Cocoon.
Yeah, exactly. But Abe, I mean, Abe was like, I'm like, did the math. I'm like, he was younger than me now, and I look, I look pretty good for my age.
Well,
I'm only 48, but like he always looked like he was 90.
No, you're absolutely right. He always looked like, and that's what the joke was, because the jokes,
right. Yeah, the joke, yeah, sure.
The joke of Abe Vigoda is dead, right? It's because he looked like he was 75 when he was 50, but he was so great, man. And now, Kerry, have you seen Joe versus Volcano?
Yes, I have. And after you play that stuff, I'm going to watch it again. Oh. I haven't seen it in a long, long time.
It's a really, really wonderful movie, and he's great in it. It was perfectly cast, too. All right, Kerry, thanks, man.
Hey, and the other thing is Fish was horrible, but Todd Bridges was their Gary Coleman, if you remember.
Yeah, Todd Bridges was in it, and he tweeted out. Todd Bridges played one of the 43 kids that Fish and his wife, Bernice, adopted.
Exactly.
Abe Vigoda, I will never forget you, Todd Bridges said. You always treated me with dignity and respect. I will miss you. Rest in peace.
Cool. Very cool.
All right. Thank you, Kerry.
Thanks.
All right. I want to play a clip from a more recent piece of work that Abe Vigoda did.
Okay.
Now, you know that one of my favorite cast members on SNL currently is Kenan Thompson.
Yes.
I think he's hilarious. And Cal and Kenan was this show that was on. Kenan and Cal, was the show that was it Nickelodeon or one of those? Yeah, it was Nickelodeon. And I used to like that show. And they made a movie called Good Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Abe Vigoda was in it. Here's a little clip from Abe Vigoda in Good Burger.
You think you can get me to a hospital? I think I broke my ass. Come on, Otis. Get out the way.
Oh, boy.
You think you can get me to a hospital? I think I broke my ass. Come on, Otis. Get out the way.
I'm Vigoda.
I don't even know why I think that's so funny. Dan, we have to throw that on the soundbite thing here.
You think you can get me to a hospital? I think I broke my ass. Come on, Otis. Get out the way.
Oh, man.
I have no idea why I find that so funny. Oh, God. All right. Well, listen, rest in peace, Abe Vigoda. If you get a chance, you know, hey, watch The Godfather. Another excuse to watch it for the 9 millionth time. If you haven't seen Joan versus the Volcano, Barney Miller is on weeknights on Antenna TV at 11 p.m. and 11:30. And I don't know if you can see Fish anywhere.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you
can.
Not
right now.
Yeah.
Maybe. Ooh, they should do a marathon.
They should do a Fish marathon. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.